I'm Dr. Randy. This is the Intentional Living Center. Did you know that the second Friday of January, which is January 10th, you know, right here, January 10th time, right, is now been officially labeled National Quitters Day? People quit. Give up on what? The resolutions that they made back on January 1st. In fact, the research shows about 80% of people who started something 10 days ago or so will give up. That diet you started or that exercise program, and things start to wane. Life gets tough. It's hard. And we tend to give up. And we're all sort of guilty of it. Jennifer just asked me, or we're just talking about, I didn't quit anything because I didn't start anything. So I don't know. But I'll tell you what, we're going to give you a handle on how to not be a quitter today right here from the Intentional Living Center. Phone lines open. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to hear from those of you who would say, yeah, listen, here's one thing that I've started for this year and I want some encouragement. I'm going to talk about the power of one thing. Here's your one thing. What is it that you started out off on this year that we can pray with you and give you a little encouragement and a shot in the arm to keep you going? Or maybe you're thinking about it today and realize that if you could do one thing for 30 days, this is a 30-day challenge I'm putting out for you. One thing you could do for the next 30 days that would make the single biggest difference in your life, something that's manageable, doable, measurable, something that'll add value to your life, help you grow in your relationship with Christ, your family, and others. Give us a call. We want to hear your encouraging stories, or if you have one of those questions for me, I'd love to talk to you. Phone lines open. I'm live here today. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number, and we'll get you on ASAP. You know, this thing about perseverance, that's really what we're talking about, is a serious matter. It's a spiritual matter. It's a biblical matter. For instance, here's some passages from Scripture that talk about the power and the importance of perseverance. Romans chapter 5, tribulation produces perseverance. And that produces character. And that produces hope. We talk about hope, experience hope. Sometimes it comes through tribulation. Here's what I have found. Generally, we won't make a change in our life unless we've either have an oh no moment or an aha moment. And I'd rather have more aha moments than oh no moments. And maybe you've experienced one or both and you've said, hey, this is the year. Here's my one thing. At least a 30-day challenge. What is one thing? 888-888-1717. It says here in Hebrews, let us run with perseverance the race that is marked up before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's powerful. But you know, it says some things that are pretty important about our spiritual life when it comes to perseverance. James 1, for instance, says, blessed is the one who perseveres until trial begins. Having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. In other words, there's something about persevering in our faith every day, trusting Jesus. You know, that's what we do. That's intentional living, right? You talk about one thing, persevering, standing firm, trusting the Lord, good days, bad days. If we can take that same attitude, transfer it into the areas of our life, like taking care of the five essential areas, our marriage and family, our work, our health, our finances, these are areas that need us to be intentional. And I've been around long enough and helped enough people to know that we do this by picking one thing. Even the Apostle Paul says to us in Philippians, you know, forgetting what is behind, this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, I stretch, I reach for that crown, see? And so Paul was a one thing kind of guy. Now, why is one thing more important than a whole bunch of things that you're trying to get done this year? For the next 30 days, pick something that's doable, measurable, cumulative, in other words, it adds value to your life and is specific. For instance, if you're saying, you know, Lord, this is the year I've got to get it on my finances, maybe for the next 30 days, you're not going to use a credit card. I mean, that's one thing. Just that's practical. You can give glory to God every time you don't use a credit card and you get the benefit. Or maybe you're saying, hey, this is the year, the next 30 days, I need to work on my relationship with my son or daughter. Just not going well. And for the next 30 days, I choose every day to pray for my son or daughter and speak encouragement into their life at least once every day. I mean, that's a specific, doable, measurable, cumulative, specific thing. Or maybe it's even more intimate in terms of your marriage. For the next 30 days, you say, I want to bring glory to God by this one thing. I choose for the next 30 days to bite my tongue and not criticize. Wow. Well, I'm just trying to help. I'm just being helpful, Jennifer. I'm just being helpful, right? But to say for the next 30 days, I'm not going to be quite so helpful. I'm going to bite my tongue and not criticize. Or offer a comment without being asked. Something that you know maybe would strengthen your marriage. I don't know. It could be in the workplace. It could be in your own personal life. Maybe you're going to say, I've got to get some better health going here. And for the next 30 days, I choose to get up every day and just, I can't walk a mile even, maybe. Maybe just the end of the block and back. But that's one thing I'm going to do. And it's cold outside. All right, go walk around the mall. But you do one thing for 30 days, and I can almost guarantee you that's intentional living. Give God the glory while you're doing it. You're going to benefit. And at the end of 30 days, you'll say that was well worth it. And here's sort of the secret. If you can do it once, you can do it again. And if every 30 days you're turning a behavior into a habit, and a habit will change your life. All right. What are your one things? Love to hear what they are. Or if you have a question, we're just talking about the power of not being a quitter. National Quitter Day, we're gonna slide right by it. All right, 888-888-1717. Eric in Michigan. Hi there, how are you?
Doing good, Dr. Randy.
All right, what's your one thing?
Well, my one thing, it started about 4 years ago when I went to work every morning. Every morning, I almost like twice a month or three times a month, I would hit a deer, get into a car accident.
Wow.
But my friend told me, she said, Eric, plead the blood of Jesus over your car. So every morning for 4 years now, every morning when I get up, I say, I'm under the blood. I'm covered by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. And Dr. Randy, I have made it to work on time. No car accidents. No, the joke was always, oh, Eric, you hit another deer.
Yeah.
Well, and I've actually had people at the, when I get the oil change, says, how do you keep this car together? I said, it's by the grace of God.
And the deer of Michigan, thank you. I really do. All right. That's great. That's a great way to start every day. Lord Jesus, I don't know what's out there today. It could be a deer or something even more serious in your life. But Lord, today, I begin this day by giving this day to you and asking you to make it what you want it to be for me. There's one thing. That's great. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right. What's your one thing?
Yeah. I'm more of exercise every day.
All right. Have you started? Or is this an idea?
No, it's going to come. It's going to be my New Year's resolution. Because like I said, I didn't start I'm making believe that New Year's didn't come yet.
All right. Well, what's going to keep you going? Do you find you start things and then drop them?
No, I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty good at keeping what I say. Yeah.
Well, that's good. You know, here's the key, Stephanie. When we want to start something, really we're talking about a habit, right? Starting a new habit in our lives. You got to start small. I think some of us who are big thinkers, we kind of overdo it, you know? And using exercise as an example, maybe you're saying, oh boy, I haven't been exercising a long time, and so I'm going to get out there. I'm sure the health clubs have been really busy these first couple weeks of January, and then it'll peter out and there'll be less people, because sometimes people overdo it. Their expectations are not realistic. They don't have partners. They don't have a commitment, a partner, someone that they can commit with. My wife, Donna, and I, we walk every morning. Every morning. It was cold. It was Tucson cold today. It was 32 degrees. And we went out and walked, and I was a big baby. I said, this is way too cold. Anyway, we walked 2 miles. Today, we did about a mile and a half. But the point is, we did it together. And here's the thing. If Donna didn't walk with me or I didn't walk with her, we might, either one of us, not do it. We kind of have an expectation to do this thing together. I think that's important. the power of one thing. Here, listen, we're not just talking about developing habits. We're talking about bringing glory to God. You can bring glory to God by taking better care of your body. You can bring glory to God by taking care of your money, but your marriage, your relationship, praying, getting involved in a deeper relationship with Christ. And here's the deal. As you do that, God gets the glory and you're going to get the benefit. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You can join us. What's one thing you're working on, want to work on, something that's helping you stick to it? Maybe you started a year ago with a one thing. What's kept you going? What encouragement would you share? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Imagine two different people. Both love God and want His will for their lives. But one of them lives a life that's wrapped up in worries, fears, and the challenges of the day, while the other wakes up to an intentional life that's free from those burdens. In Dr. Randy's message, Intentional Living Will Change Your Life, you'll learn 5 steps to living an intentional life in Christ and how your life can be transformed.
We believe that when we understand God's intention for our life, not only is God given the glory for it, but our lives are better for it.
When you support Intentional Living right now with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Start the new year off right by living intentionally. Give now, and you'll get access to these helpful resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. There's a one thing for you. You can give us a call. By the way, I'd love to talk to you. You can call and talk to one of our staff. Come and be a part of this journey with us as we're every day trying to bring glory to God, benefit to ourselves and the community, and reaching people, staying in a positive direction of knowing that God is good and He has good things in store. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Two things we need to today. Today, of course, is the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, and he's going to be buried at his center in Georgia. So we tip our hat to all of our friends in Georgia and to the family and those who are remembering Jimmy Carter today. It was interesting. I had a chance to listen to the National Cathedral. They were doing the service there, and boy, the gospel was being presented. It was pretty clear, some of the things being said. So that is a special day for our nation as a celebration of remembrance. Secondly, we pray for everyone in Southern California. Those of you who listen, those of you who have family in that area, the devastation is just unbelievable. Thousands of structures destroyed. Many have been injured. Few have perished. And of course, it's just unbelievable when we see the aftermath of trying to clean up this mess. And it's a reminder again of the brevity of life and how frail we are as humans. We can only go so far, right? And we only have so much power. And that's why we need to continue to stay focused and surrendering to Christ. So we pray for especially our brothers and sisters. And I know some churches have been damaged, destroyed. We need to continue to pray for restoration and the opportunity to minister to people all across Southern California. All right, talking about the power of one thing today, in fact, Friday, January 10th is National Quitters Day. You had a resolution starting January 1st. 80% of people start to peter out by this point. My wife, Donna, and I and our family a number of years ago, many years ago, sat down on New Year's Eve and put our resolutions in print and put them in a box, sealed it, and said, we'll review it again 1 year from now to see how we did. 1 year later, someone at that party that year said, do you remember we did that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Who has the box? Not only didn't we keep the resolutions, we didn't even keep the box. Hello. And I say that because I'm not a big resolution guy. I'm a big one thing guy. Hey, listen, you don't have to wait until January 1st. If God's touching you and say, hey, this is something you need to work on. What one thing? Here it is. What one thing could you do in the next 30 days every day that's doable, measurable, cumulative, and specific that'll make the single biggest difference in your life, make it a habit, it'll change your life. Even if you did just one for each month of this year, just think of 12 brand new God-based positive habits that bring glory to God and benefit to your life. It'll change your life. So this is just sort of a prompter because of the first of the year. All right, back to the calls. You can join us, 888-888-1717. Justin, in New Mexico, how are you today?
I'm doing all right today. How are you?
Good, good. What's your comment or question?
So my one thing, you know, I've been trying to do to be more intentional with my life is trying to get away from my smoking habits, you know, with marijuana and whatnot. You know, I use it for a long time, and I recently met a very amazing woman, strong in her faith, who has gotten me, you know, back to God and is teaching me along the way. And I've noticed that, you know, when I use it, it causes a lot of, like, I guess, distance between her and I, mm-hmm. and a lot of distance in the family. And I know they're praying for me, and you know, I just,
you don't want to lose that, do you?
No, I don't. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know that, and you know, that's a potential, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that God has showed me, is that this is what can happen if you continue what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first step is recognizing it. I mean, you're recognizing this has got to go. What are the triggers do you find that help, that kind of lead you to do that?
Mostly like when I'm either, it's mostly like when I'm having like just a rough day, I can feel like I've got to get to it, but I'm like, I don't, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And I fight with myself trying to find different ways to cope with that, to not run back to what I'm trying to get away from.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you're really blessed to have a young woman in your life who loves the Lord and patient with you and wants the best for you too. And as you know, it's good for your health. And the people who say that marijuana is no big deal, I guess you would say it's a bigger deal than maybe they think.
Right. And you know, I used to be one of those people, and it caused a lot of serious problems with my stomach, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I recently found out that it metabolizes in your system without food, so it breaks down your body. And it did a lot of damage to me that I can't really reverse right now. And I'm like, oh boy.
Well, God's a healing God. I'm going to pray with you in a moment, Justin, and a lot of people will be praying for you. I'm going to recommend a couple things. One is you go seek some help, get some counseling for yourself and accountability for yourself. You've taken the first step to say, hey, I've got a terrific woman, but you know what? You don't want to stop smoking marijuana because of her. You want to stop because of yourself and your own health and your own life. Now that's an added little bonus and certainly a motivation, but with or without her in your life, this is something you say, I want to get out of my life. So that's one thing. Just say, hey, I'm going to own this, make that decision. And then find out what one thing or two things that really help you when that trigger goes off, because habits are developed around triggers. And of course, this is, you know, you're self-medicating. It helps you reduce your stress, I'm assuming, and so on and all that. But for me, it's not that, but when I get stressed, sometimes I'm thinking, where's an Oreo cookie? You know, I want an Oreo cookie. Now, I know that's a little different than marijuana, but it's the same kind of mechanism that's going off. And I found if I don't have the Oreo cookies in the house, that helps. That's one thing. And then secondly, telling myself the truth. What is this Oreo cookie going to do to me? And frankly, sometimes I say, well, it's not good, but I eat it anyway. Okay? Then I take responsibility for that. And other times I say, no, it's just not worth it. The little joy of the Oreo cookie or the marijuana or whatever it is in a behavior is not bringing glory to God and long-term benefit to myself. And then finding accountability, I think, is really important. So I would encourage you to do that, Justin. Find some accountability for yourself, but you've already started around the corner to say, look, this is important and I want to take care of it. And of course, we know... you know, sometimes this is difficult. It's a process. like anything that can be addictive to us, either physically or psychologically. All right, thank you. And let me pray for you, brother. Lord, I do pray for Justin. I pray for every Justin listening who, like many of us, we have some habits, something going on in our lives that Satan loves to camp on and use against us, pointing his finger in our nose saying, see, you're not good enough and God can't love you when you do this. To be able to experience forgiveness with you and also with ourselves, and then to say, Lord, how can you help me today to be intentional to do the next right one thing and to put in place the mechanisms and strategies that'll help me to develop a better habit, to fill what I don't want with something I do want, with something that's going to hurt me, with something that's going to help me, with something in my mind and my thinking that's a lie to something that's true. And I pray you'll do that for Justin today, in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll be praying for you, brother.
Thank you so much, Dr. Eric.
All right. Glad you're listening, New Mexico. All right, Judy, how are you over in Kansas?
Well, in some ways better. I'll show you, tell you why, okay? I've been saved different times in my life, but I'm January 6th this year, in the middle of the night, I focus on God, and His love is first in my life, and Jesus is my personal Savior. I'm a Christian woman, and some goals I have this year are to do exercise, like walking, and do better at housekeeping.
Are you struggling with anxiety, Judy? Is that what it's getting you up at night?
Walking helps me.
Yeah, do you struggle with that and depression?
Not depression, no.
No, just anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so one of your goals is to put God first, and then also to you found that when you exercise, you feel better, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how you been doing it then? Has it been, you've been successful at it?
I want to do more walking every day.
Yeah. And you're physically up to it?
Yes.
Yeah. And I know in wintertime it can be a little more difficult, but I think one of the things we have, there's a whole study on how habits are formed. And all of us form habits in the same basic pattern. We have some sort of a trigger that sets off the follow-up of a habit, right? And then that habit gives us some sort of a reward. You feel better, or you're relieved, or whatever it is. Like smoking, for instance. Some people smoke, they get nervous, they get upset, they smoke. They feel a little bit relieved. That's the reward they experience. But what maintains a habit is the desire or the craving. And see, I mean, how many of us have a craving for broccoli? You know, it's a terrible habit. I eat too much broccoli. What we tend to do is we get a craving for things not healthy for us. And so maybe you started smoking and that became sort of a craving. I don't smoke, never have smoked, don't have any craving of it. When I smell it, it makes, you know, I don't like it. I don't like being around it. And so I don't have that issue. But I jokingly say, give me Oreo cookies in the room, and I might gravitate to it. And others say, what? I don't like those at all. And so isn't it interesting that the Bible says that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give us the desires of our heart? In other words, when we change our desire to be so Christ-focused on whatever we're facing, that could be transformational, whatever we're facing. Come back with a final thought here in just a moment. And the law of accumulation basically says that you and I are the product of the accumulation of all the thoughts, actions, emotions, attitudes, behaviors leading up to this moment. Now, when I share that, you might say, that's not very hopeful, because there's been a lot of attitudes and actions and thoughts and things that have happened up to this moment that I'm not proud of, or things that I'm not happy with. Here's the graciousness of a loving God. The scripture says His mercies are new every morning, and His grace is sufficient
to take all of the sins of the past, all of the challenges of the past, all the problems of the past, and to wash them away, literally. You know, the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Intentional living can change your life. An excerpt from a teaching this month from our center committed to helping you experience life as God intended. Because I'll tell you what, that's a beautiful place to be. Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center. We're going to be wrapping up the show here in just a minute or two. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to just carry on this topic into tomorrow. But since we have you all calling in, I'm going to just record, talk to you, and we'll share this on the air tomorrow. So you can call, share with us. What's your one thing? What's your question? What are you wrestling with? Want to help you? National Quitters Day, January 10th, second Friday of January, people quitting. Let's be those who pursue. Let's not give up. Let's be part of the 20% that keep going. And we're talking about the power of one thing to help you do it. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. At the foundation of everything we do here at Intentional Living, it's to bring glory to God, to figure out what pleases Him and do it, as it says in the book of Ephesians. We want to bring glory to God, and the secret, I think, sometimes never communicated correctly or strongly enough to believers, is that when we do that, when we develop the kind of pattern in our life that brings glory to God and in obedience and following Him and being intentional and doing those things, we benefit. Your health benefits, your marriage, your relationships. It's not about perfection. It's not about being better than anybody else. But I have found in my own life that when I lean in that direction to be intentional in Christ, things tend to work out better. And even if they don't, I know I'm in the right place because I'm in the center of His will. And when we're in the center of His will, bring it on, right? That's really where we are. So we're going to hear some more one thing stories for tomorrow. I hope you'll invite some friends to come and listen in with you as well. My name, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen, our entire staff. If you want to become a part of this unique global ministry of helping people experience life as God intended, I hope you'll do it today and help us throughout 2025 with your ongoing support for the ministry. You can do that by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And we'd love to hear from you. So from our entire team here, God bless you. We'll be back in about 24 hours to share some more One Thing stories and the power of living intentionally in Christ. We're right here in our Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, and Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.